Delaware is also dealing with discontent over standardized tests. The first state's opt-out movement is not as large as New Jersey or New York's, but it's been loud enough to grab Governor Jack Markell's attention. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt has more from the Delaware desk.
Governor Jack Markell likes standardized tests. He says they supply vital information to teachers and policymakers about who's learning what and who isn't. But he also acknowledges that not every test is doing its job.
Ineffective and unnecessary tests don't provide students or educators or parents with valuable information, and they take away valuable teaching time.
So which tests are ineffective and unnecessary? Delaware hopes to find out by launching a testing inventory. Every test given at the state, district, and school levels will be cataloged. District and state officials will then look to eliminate redundancies and pare down total testing time. There is one test, however, the governor will not scrap: Smarter Balanced. That exam is being given statewide for the first time this year and is aligned with Common Core standards. Markell chastised parents who have opted their children out of Smarter Balance as a form of protest.
And I believe that this push for opting out is unproductive, and I think it's unfair to our young people.
Earl Jakes, head of the State House's Education Committee, was even more forceful.
To me, opt out is admitting failure. Saying, I can't measure up. I'm not good enough to be able to take this test. I can't pass that test. That's not the American way.
Delaware officials seem to be trying to acknowledge disgust with standardized testing without abandoning it altogether. The new testing inventory is expected to cost $350,000. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY.